four.
HKX, mobile.
KF4, NXY, David. I didn't think you'd be out there this morning.
David, yeah, it's Thursday morning. Time to get moving. You sound like you're doing better.
Okay, just lost track of the days. I was thinking it was already Friday.
Thank you for that snow to get here then.
Yeah, they're talking about it on the news right now.
Not gonna get us now?
We'll get some snow. The thing is, you know, are we gonna get any ice? If we get ice, that's what worries me. That's when we lose power around here.
Roger that. Well, it's a whopping 12 degrees up here this morning.
Yeah, I got 21 degrees here right now.
Cold this morning.
Yeah, it's real cold.
Plan for today?
Nothing in particular. We were kind of planning for my sister-in-law's retirement Saturday, but with the weather being so squirrely, they all decided they'd postpone that. So Marie was going to cook up some cakes and that kind of thing, but like I say, we're going to postpone her retirement celebration. I think she's still planning on retiring at the end of the month. She's been working for Michelin for a good while, and she's getting where time is more important than money. You know, you need the money, but you also need the time.
Yep. Well, I'm glad she's able to retire, because there's a lot of people out there that just can't afford to do it.
Yeah, sometimes it works out that way. We were fortunate. Marie comes close to getting laid off a couple of times, and when that happened, we kind of tried to get our ducks in a row, and we got the house paid off and the cars paid off. So as long as we give Caesar the tax money and come up with the electric bill and get the groceries, then we okay.
And the groceries and the taxes anymore. It's making it hard for a lot of people to retire with all the property value going up and the inflation, cost of living. Just getting a little on the ridiculous side.
Yeah, it can all add up and the cost of living and the Social Security check don't go up as much as the prices do.
That's for sure. So how much snow and ice are we supposed to get, they say?
Perella's on Channel 4 talking about that right now. It's showing Elberton and Abbeville and kind of the pinkish area, and above that up towards your way in kind of blue. And so that's the freezing line going gradually shift north and calling 1.3 inches and 2 inches around down here and about 2.3 inches around here and up around Hendersonville 3.9 inches.
I like how they put the point this or point that, like they're ever that precise.
Really, you know, the storms don't wear watches either. I mean, you know, they'll say, well, we got a tornado watch till 8 o'clock. Well, I don't know if the clouds really pay much attention to the time frame that they set on it.
I can kind of go along with the time a little bit when they make it, you know, a span of time, not just a exact. That's what it gets me, is that trying to be that exact. You just can't do that with weather.
gonna do? What are you gonna do? Well, the repeater's getting a little scratchy, so I think I'll let you go for a little while. You might be getting in that no man's land a little bit. So I'll be standing by. Be careful out there. I'll talk to you in a little bit. KF4NXY.
Yeah, the repeater's been, it was scratchy on me last night on the net. So, cold air, it must not like it. And I can't blame it. KO4HK, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3, talk to you in a little bit.